Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and good afternoon, colleagues and distinguished delegates. So nice to interface with you today. I'm glad to be speaking after Mr. Salama and his colleague and my other colleagues on the committee. I seem to hear the Secretariat saying, give us the tools and we will finish the job. So there is a need to equip the Secretariat with resources, human resources, and otherwise. Then they can sort out where particular issues would be handled. I'm particularly addressing the question of overlap. When it comes to overlap, there is only so much the most sophisticated algorithms and software can do in order to apportion where matters need to be best handled in terms of the various committees. So this will take more than the best software program, and certain things can only be done appropriately by a well-resourced human resource which needs to be instituted in place. This cannot be attained at a time when your fifth committee colleagues in New York are talking about budget cuts, downsizing, rather than right-sizing. And I should emphasize that right-sizing in this particular case might inevitably call for increase in staffing. It might be politically correct to say, oh, let's cut the budget, let's downsize and stuff, but if we have to, let us cut the backlog. And how do we cut it? By the appropriate human resources, and that is by increasing the number of staff appropriately qualified and equipped so that some issues which overlap might be compartmentalized in to particular committees. That way, the Human Rights Committee would have less cases. Maybe some issues which are dealt with might better be dealt with by the CEDAW, CRC, CRPD, and you know the way all these treaty bodies are compartmentalized. So that cannot be allocated to just you know the best software programs, and there is a need for increased capacity in terms of human resources, appropriately resourced. And then, once again, give us the tools and we'll do the job. I thank you.